Kia ora, ko Tū Whenua Roa, ngā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. The Assistant Māori Commissioner for Children says only a very small number of tamariki are involved in ram raids. There have been reports of children as young as seven being involved in the spate of raids through the school holidays. Linus Philip Barbara says, in fact, youth offending is at record lows. She says research done for the Office of the Children's Commissioner shows young offenders have often endured physical, sexual or emotional abuse, intergenerational disconnection from their whānau, whenua and culture, and some form of state intervention.
For many of these young people, they had unmet health needs from the ages of 2 and 3, issues around being able to hear, issues with their mental well-being, things that, if treated, arguably, may well have set that young person and the other members of their whānau on a different path.
Glenys Philip Barbara says young offenders are likely to only trust a small peer group, which can lead them into trouble. Kāinga Ora says almost a third of the 35 applicants through to the final stage of the Infrastructure Acceleration Fund are co-led with Māori or have Māori as key partners. The $1 billion fund is designed to help councils fund infrastructure to enable housing development in areas of need. Kāinga Ora Commercial Group General Manager Carolyn McDowell says although final negotiations are yet to be completed, indications are the funding could unlock anywhere from 25,000 to 35,000 dwellings. One proposal to enable an additional 400 homes at Keneputu Landing in Porirua, including essential public and affordable housing, has already been fast-tracked. Papakura GP Matire Harwood says the challenge of addressing COVID has meant health authorities have taken their eye off the ball over vaccinations against other diseases. The Auckland University Associate Professor says too many whānau have missed vaccinating their tamariki for mumps, measles and rubella. There's a fear cases could roar back over winter as people move back indoors.
There is now a shift back to preventing what can be very serious and have lifelong complications from them, so really important that we get back focusing on these, get people immunised as quickly as possible.
Dr. Harwood says people need to get back into the routine of having their children checked regularly. It's World Asthma Day, and the Asthma and Respiratory Foundation of New Zealand is calling for urgent action this World Asthma Day to address significant inequalities in asthma care experienced by Māori, Pacific peoples, and those living in poverty. Medical Director James Fingleton says those groups are more likely to have asthma, be hospitalised with asthma, and die from asthma. Māori are almost three times more likely to be hospitalised because of asthma than Pākehā. 1 in 6 Māori live with asthma, compared to 1 in 8 for the general population. Dr. Fingleton hopes the establishment of a Māori health authority might lead to substantive improvements through widespread cross-sector cooperation. And that's your Wātea News.